Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. For those of you who read and loved Tuesdays with Maury, as I did, you're going to really enjoy today's show. Journalist Katrina Shaver interviewed Henry Zaguda, who at that time was 85, yet with a remarkable memory. She went on to write of Henry, a Polish swimmer's true story of friendship from Auschwitz to America. Katrina joins us today to tell us about Henry's journey and why she wrote his story. Katrina, welcome to The Author's Show.
Oh, thank you, Linda, for having me. It's just a real pleasure.
Katrina, will you give us a quick overview of Henry, a Polish swimmer's true story of friendship from Auschwitz to America?
Absolutely. I would be happy to. Henry Zaguda was an interesting man I met by chance when I wrote for the newspaper. And he had survived 3 years in concentration camps as a Polish political prisoner. So this book is basically a bridge to history, and it is a view of the Holocaust through Polish eyes, as supported by extensive research. It has a lot of photos and rare documents, but ultimately, you're going to fall in love with Henry. He's a strong young man, and he survived by his wits, his humor, his friends, and a healthy dose of luck.
Okay, well, while writing your book, were you thinking of any specific type of reader?
I wasn't. I went backwards. I took on this project very impulsively because I met him for a newspaper column and he had no relatives, no children to hand this story to. So I somewhat impulsively said, Henry, let's write your book. I'm a history geek. The idea of his story, which I just had a hint of, that it would be lost, just really bothered me. So I started out just writing to tell a story. And then once it was almost done, I'm like, okay, who's going to read this? So I've identified my readers as a discerning adult looking for an intelligent read. And I mean that sincerely because this is not the diary of Anne Frank. It's viewed through the eyes of a 25-year-old man. He had some colorful characters in his life. But I've received a huge amount of support in the Polish community because there's very few stories out of World War II that talk about the Polish side. And there's many reasons for that I won't go into at this point. I also am receiving a really nice reception from the Jewish community because the Holocaust is near and dear. If you consider yourself a discerning adult, this book is for you. I do see it as an older audience over age 45, 50-ish, because I'm hitting the second and third generations of people who were in World War II, for whom this history is real, especially if you had lost family members in the Holocaust or you were simply Polish and never got credit for your history.
How would you describe your writing style?
My writing style as a writer is consistent and persistent. I started out writing for the newspaper. I like stories that provoke thought. I love highlighting people that you've never heard of, but who have a valuable story. And I love incorporating facts and history so that once you read something, you have this, aha, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. And what about this? So nonfiction. I'm totally drawn to nonfiction and true stories.
It's my understanding that you also met his wife, Nancy. Was she also a Polish immigrant?
No, Henry defected to the U.S. in 1959, and that's its own story. It doesn't stop at World War II. She was Italian, Catholic, from the Bronx, with a New York accent that reminded me of my Grandma Gertrude. And what happened is I only knew Henry for a year. I met him in 2002, and he passed away in 2003. And she and I developed a friendship that was incredibly close. And she lived for 10 more years. At her funeral in 2013, that's when I decided to commit to this story and finish it in both her honor and Henry's.
It's my understanding that Henry was a champion swimmer. Was this before or after his time in a concentration camp?
Both times. He became a swimmer at age 16 in 1933. After World War I, the YMCA of America spread out to Europe to spread the ideals. And in Krakow, Poland, the American YMCA had built the most modern indoor swimming pool in all of Poland. He was already an athlete, but it's kind of interesting. They posted a sign that, oh, if you joined the swim team, your dues were waived. So as he said, now I'm a swimmer. And he stayed a swimmer his entire life, before and after the war.
Interesting. So what makes Henry, a Polish swimmer's true story of friendship from Auschwitz to America, stand out in the crowd?
It's a unique story. You don't hear a lot of stories from Poles. It's a story of hope. Many, many stories of concentration camps are so dark. People are tired of Holocaust stories. There are dark moments. But Henry also had a sense of humor, and he was a witness to so many things. There's some stories in there you will not find any place, no spoiler alerts. And like I say, it's hope. It is different because of who Henry was. It does not fall into a certain niche other than World War II historical biography. And from there, it goes on to meeting an interesting man.
You're a journalist, so if you were writing an article about your book, what would your headline be?
Henry, a Polish swimmer's true story of friendship from Auschwitz to America.
You would use your book title as your headline?
I would say, Linda, that, and this is a true story, the title was the absolute last thing I came up with. Again, I went backwards. First I read the story, then I looked for my readers, then I looked for the best description of what this story truly was.
Interesting. So what do you remember most about the time you spent talking with Henry and Nancy?
I remember laughing. One of the reasons Henry let me write his story, several people through the years had offered to write his story, and he turned them all down. And after he passed away, Nancy said, "He thought you were wonderful." Oh, this story still gets to me. He only trusted you. And we clicked. We had this chemistry that he could tell me anything. And I do mean anything. And it was just a friendship between us as much as a story of the many friends he met through the years that helped him.
Is Henry's story similar to anything else we may have read?
Not that I have found. Other than it is written in the style of Tuesdays with Maury because it was an interview format. I think when Laura Hillebrand came out with Unbroken several years ago, she broke the mold in that she proved there is still an interest in World War II survivor stories. Every story is unique. I listened to a survivor from Sobibor, and someone asked him what was the typical story. He said the typical story was you died. The more unique stories were the ones who survived and how they survived. And that makes every story unique.
Wow, that gave me cold chills. So tell me, how did Henry manage to save all of the documents and photos that he shared with you?
Well, some of that is a spoiler alert. He did have a photo album of photos before and after the war. There were some documents that his mother had. There were actually letters that prisoners were able to send home. Just the idea of a postal system for prisoners is a brand new concept that really I haven't seen in other letters. Where I struck gold was in 2014, I contacted the International Tracing Service, and they located 130 documents with Henry's name on them from Auschwitz-Buchenwald that I'm sure Henry didn't even know existed. And that right there just accelerated my story and proved so many things.
Is there one specific thing about Henry that you would like to share with our listeners?
A key message in this book is that he was someone that didn't give up hope. And I think that the other thing that is more timely than ever with this book is he touched on groups such as Jehovah's Witnesses who were arrested that you don't hear about, communists who were arrested that you don't think about, Poles who were arrested. And it's hard to imagine that the country of Poland suffered more than any country during World War II between Hitler and Stalin. And it's a piece of history I think needs to be told. 6 million Poles died, were murdered during World War II. 3 million were Jewish, 3 million were Christian. And those 3 million are not counted in the definition of Holocaust. And that always bothered me from the very first time that somehow Henry had gone through all this and never got credit.
I'm learning so much today from you. So tell me, after you finished Henry's story, what did you decide to do? Are you working on another book?
I met the most interesting woman about a year ago, and I wanted to get her story. And two very good friends convinced me, no, you need to finish Henry first. I have a passion for highlighting people, again, who need to be highlighted, but who people don't know about. So while I have a couple ideas, I'm really spending time launching Henry. And this has almost been a journey of faith. So I have faith the right person's going to come into my life for my next story.
So, Katrina, where can we learn more about you, about your work, and most of all, where can we purchase The Story of Henry, A Polish Swimmer's True Story of Friendship from Auschwitz to America?
The best resource is my website, katrinaschauver.com. I have a ton of information there in terms of resources for researching, information about me. There are links there that will take you to several online sites around the world that you can buy this book. It is available most sites. There's a lot of international interest in this story, especially in the UK, especially where there are Poles. So it is available on most worldwide sites for purchase.
Katrina, it's been a real pleasure talking with you today. I want to thank you for writing Henry's story and for sharing it with our listeners. Henry's story is an important one, and you've added to the written documentation of what happened in Poland during World War II. I just know our audience worldwide will be interested in reading your book. And if you decide to publish another one, will you come back and talk with us again?
Yes, give me 2 seconds, absolutely. It's been a delight to talk with you, Linda.
Katrina Schauver, a well-respected journalist, has used her interviewing skills to write a solid biography on Auschwitz, Buchenwald, Death March, Dachau, and Communist Poland survivor Henry Zagudo. She weaves his memories with historical research to tell an important story of courage and tenacity. It is presented so that everyone will learn and will not want to lay the book down. Additionally, there are numerous photos that will greatly enhance the story, helping readers visualize the people and the horrors, as well as the beautiful lines of Zagudo's life. What a great review for Katrina's book. I hope you'll want to pick up a copy soon, and thank you for listening. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand every day, 24/7. And for those of you who like audiobooks, please check out our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Please visit us again as we continue to bring you great books and really interesting authors on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.